Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Had to move it around, but had to do it this week. It's Greg Palm, top 12 teams in college football. See how it compares to the committee. Greg, take us through it.
Well, I don't care what the committee said last night, so that's one thing that I'm not going to, you can compare, but I'm not really going to have an, they have this team higher. How can you have this team higher? And I know that you're not saying that, but some people might say that. Now, we had Mizzou, Washington, Iowa, and TCU lose last week. Those were their third losses of the season.
See ya.
Essentially eliminated from the playoffs. We have 23 Power 4 teams left remaining with two or fewer losses. 21 of those teams are playing this week. 11 of those teams have two losses, and we have one game between two-loss teams.
Ooh. Elimination.
Number one is Indiana, 10-0, and for all the talk of an expanded playoff devaluing the regular season, once you get to Saturday and you get into a tight game against a disappointing team trying to find out what their season should have been in an upset bid, college football still brings the intensity, and it still delivers. What a finish in Happy Valley, and what a catch by Omar Cooper Jr.
Catch of the year.
It was unreal. And Mendoza's composure in that last drive, especially when they got in the red zone, because
no timeouts,
Penn State
blitz.
Was bringing the house.
Yep.
He got hit just before that, and the ball goes awry. For him to be able to stand in the pocket, take another hit, and deliver that ball was amazing.
Number two is Ohio State, 9-0, and nothing to say about this team until they play Michigan. And that's complimentary because they've accomplished a lot, they've proved a lot, and there's nothing more really to say until then. They've got USC coming to the shoe on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, their defense has been dominant under the guidance of Matt Patricia. Nobody wants to hear that around here, but it has been. The question is, how much has that offense really, or that defense really been tested?
And number three is Texas A&M, our third power conference undefeated team. Never played in the SEC title game. Part of that's getting Bama blocked with the old division formats. They're in the driver's seat to do just that this year. And unironically or ironically, would be playing Alabama as the standings sit today.
They don't play Alabama or Georgia in the regular season. This is setting up very well for them.
Number four is BYU. Now, I'm guessing you'll need some explaining for this one.
Yes.
Yes, they were stymied by Texas Tech, and we will get to them later. The cachet they had already built up keeps them up here. Now, let's take a look at four of their wins. Arizona beat Kansas last week, accruing in value. Iowa State beat TCU, accruing in value. West Virginia, another winner of their wins. They beat Colorado. And East Carolina, they have six wins in the American. That's BYU's top non-conference win of the season.
And they beat Utah.
Utah's the big one.
Yeah. That's
Utah keeps winning.
Yep.
But I have a hard time, and this may be a flaw in the system. I have a huge issue with Texas Tech not being ahead of them. But anyway, we'll get there.
Number five is Alabama. They pick up that win against LSU. Georgia and Vanderbilt wins keep pushing them up. They even got a boost from Wisconsin's 13-point explosion against UW. This week is their chance to eliminate Oklahoma from the playoff. Oh, how the turntables! This is the game that kept Alabama out of the playoffs last year. It's in Tuscaloosa this week.
By the way, did I see Wisconsin's punter was their leading passer last week?
That is correct.
Yes, okay. Yes. Felt like the Michigan offensive last year.
Number six, that is Texas Tech at 9-1. Here are your Red Raiders. Their soft non-conference schedule is the only thing that's holding them back. BYU and Utah are the two headline wins, but don't sleep on the win against 8-2 Houston, with way we think about this as an eliminator, still alive, fringe playoff. Solid wins against both Kansas schools. UCF and West Virginia remain on the schedule. They've all but clinched a spot in the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, Texas Tech, I mean, the best front money can buy. They heavily invested in their defensive front linebacker level and D-line level, and they were smothering BYU last week. I think the real test will be when they go up against an SEC or Big Ten foe in the playoff.
And those wins against Oklahoma State and Oregon State, those are two same wins that Oregon has, actually. Mm-hmm. Number seven is Ole Miss. Mentioned Alabama is playing a team that kept them out of the playoff last year. Well, so is Ole Miss. They host the Gators,
right?
Number 65 in our Greg Palm rankings this week.
Well, and the Gators are amongst those teams, one that came into the season with some promise. Now, their schedule was brutal. Operating without their head coach right now, as well as LSU and all the other teams that are doing that, but a very talented team. And how many times have we seen Ole Miss with that one bump in the road where you're like, it's just inexplicable. Could this be the week?
Number eight is Georgia. Mississippi State has put scares into Tennessee and Texas in Starkville, and Georgia made it look easy. Fascinating game against Texas this week. Both teams have played those sluggish first halves the whole season, then woken up. Georgia will either eliminate Texas from the playoff or be put on the brink of their own elimination. Very similar dynamic to the Bama OU game.
And their schedule sets up well for them because they don't leave Georgia. They don't leave their home field again this year.
Oh, wow.
Because they've got Texas, which they're going to host. Big, obviously, big game.
Huge.
Then they got Charlotte. Okay. But they did that because at the end of the season, they played Georgia Tech, and that game may decide who's in or who's out in terms of the college football playoffs for both programs.
It might. And that game's not at Bobby Dodd. That game got
moved to
the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta.
Yes.
Number nine is Notre Dame. Navy was a trendy pick to cover a 4-touchdown spread, and Notre Dame covered that with ease.
Notre Dame and Pitt, your Greg Palm game of the week?
Here I was thinking I was going to outsmart College Game Day, who was surely going to Athens with Georgia and Texas. It's their primetime ABC game. Game Day is going to be at Pittsburgh for the only game between two-loss power conference teams. Notre Dame has been playing playoff games since mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pitt got off to a 2-2 September start as well. Check out how Pittsburgh finished the season. 7-2 Notre Dame, 8-1 Georgia Tech, and 7-2 Miami. Pitt can either play spoiler, be spoiler, and maybe a little bit of both.
Yep.
Number 10 is USC. Wins against Nebraska and Northwestern since their loss to Notre Dame. They still have a lot of value from that win over Michigan. Oregon is coming up after Iowa visits the Coliseum.
Is USC that fourth team?
They are the Big Ten's best chance for a fourth team. They got a top 10 offense. They're elite on third down. And the schedule, right? It's Iowa this week who's ranked. It's at Oregon the week after. They have the head-to-head with Michigan. I don't think they get through it. I'm not sure the Big Ten gets a fourth team, but if they're going to, the Trojans are their best chance.
How about this? Maybe they're the Big Ten's third team.
Well, if they beat Oregon, I suppose you're right. Yep. Yeah.
Number 11 is Utah. Two losses are to BYU and Texas Tech. We already mentioned those two. Only 8 weighted losses because those are 2 1-loss teams. The flip side, Arizona State and Cincinnati are their two biggest wins. It's not overly impressive, but the Big 12 has some heft in the aggregate. They're just slightly behind the Big 10 in conference strength.
And it really depends on how many teams the Big 12 is actually going to get in. I don't know that they get two teams in. And, I mean, they don't have a lot on their schedule. Baylor, Kansas State, Kansas to boost their resume. Will they even get a chance to play in the Big 12 championship game? If BYU loses another game or if Texas Tech loses another game, right now you've got 3 other teams with 2 losses. They could have a 4-way tie for second place.
Ooh, kinky.
Yes.
That's one way to put it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And the last team?
Number 12 is Georgia Tech at 8-1, up two spots off a bye. The key game in that is Wake Forest win at Virginia. Knocks Virginia down, who was ahead of the Yellow Jackets. And because of GT's win over Wake, Tech picks up those third-degree wins from Virginia.
Georgia Tech, will they win the ACC? They're tied in a massive web atop the conference. I know the committee right now has Miami as the best team in the ACC, but if Georgia Tech takes care of business,
they're in.
Yeah, especially with that showdown with Georgia looming. That's Greg Palm. Top 12 teams in college football. Field is narrowing. It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.